Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Mohler. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Joe Mohler. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting second. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wills. The throw from Burkell and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to third. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Wills scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burrott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burrott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santos scores. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Moeller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Moeller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moeller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Al Lowry now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Wills scores. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Davis scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-1, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Davis for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Al Lowry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Howard reaches second base with a double. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burrite is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrite hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Dodgers. Bob Anderson now pitching. Joe Moeller is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Moeller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moeller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moeller for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Howard. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. It's 10-2, Dodgers. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-5, Dodgers. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 11-5, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Roseboro moves to second. Larry Burrott, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burrott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burrott bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Roseboro moves to third. One out. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roebuck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. It's 12-5, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roebuck moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Roebuck moves to third. Wills moves to second. Dave Girard now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roebuck tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 13-5, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-6, Dodgers. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 13, and the Cubs 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 13, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Will pinch hits for Dave Girard. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Will strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 13, and the Cubs 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Kuno Berrigan now catching. Barney Schultz now pitching. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burrotite is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burrotite strikes out. One out. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roebuck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roebuck strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.